Welcome back to Trillium Talk, your must-see briefing from Village Media's team of journalists at the Ontario Legislature. Every Sunday, Scott Sexsmith sits down with one of our staffers at the Trillium to talk about the week that was at Queen's Park, and the week ahead. Today, we're shaking things up a bit. Instead of a chat with one of our journalists, we're dedicating this week's installment to the Trillium's political podcast, The Trill. If you haven't checked it out already, this is your chance. The full audio interview is at the bottom of the article. Hosted by reporter Aidan Chamundi, The Trill's guest this week is economist Mike Moffat, who helps us break down the Ford government's latest housing bill, and how the federal budget will impact the Progressive Conservatives' housing ambitions in Ontario. Chamundi and Moffat talk about development charges, third-party appeals, use-it-or-lose-it rules, and the noteworthy taxation changes from the budget. And yes, they also touch on the capital gains tax. You can find every back episode of The Trill here. Launched last year by Village Media, the company that operates this local website, The Trillium is a comprehensive news and information source devoted exclusively to insider coverage of Ontario politics. Passionate and plugged in, The Trillium delivers the major political headlines of the day while unpacking complex policy changes and digging deeper into key issues that impact every Ontarian. Our dogged journalists also keep a close watch on legislative debates, question period, public appointments, lobbying activity, and regulatory proposals. The Trillium is a subscription-based news service designed especially for Queen's Park stakeholders, such as public servants, political staffers, business leaders, lobbyists, and strategists. But the site also features free content that is regularly published right here on your hometown website. Click here to sign up for the site's free afternoon email newsletter, The Trillium Wrap. Subscription information can be found here.